The writer Claude Brown died last weekend at the age of 64. He wrote only two books, but his first, Man-Child in the Promised Land, is seared into the memory of many. The story, about growing up poor and black in Harlem, was published in 1965, right in the middle of the social turbulence surrounding civil rights in the Vietnam War. At first, Brown thought the book might sell 100 copies. It ended up selling more than 4 million. Ellis Coase, now an editor with Newsweek magazine, was among those who found his life changed by Claude Brown's book.
I was in high school when Man-Child in the Promised Land came out, and it was one of those few books that created an immediate buzz among a lot of people that I knew, and particularly among black males in urban America.
Why? Why did it create such a buzz?
Well, because it spoke to a life that we knew. And certainly Claude Brown was writing about Harlem, and I was living in Chicago. But in some ways, life in the inner city in Harlem was not that different than life in the inner city in the west side or south side of Chicago, or for that matter, life in the inner city in Watts. And he was a voice, and it seemed to be a very authentic voice. And there were certainly people... It was certainly James Baldwin around, but James Baldwin was of a different sort. James Baldwin was more literary. James Baldwin was more intellectual. Claude Brown seemed to be just a guy from the streets telling it like it was. And I think a lot of us hadn't seen that before. We hadn't really seen people writing about that particular slice of urban life.
Was it the language he used as well as the stories he told and the themes he wrote about?
Well, the language he used was quite... direct and rather, in some cases, vulgar, I guess you would call it. But it was less, in a sense, the language that he used and the experiences that he recounted. There's a phrase that's come into the research vernacular now, thanks in large measure to Elijah Anderson, a sociologist, called the code of the streets, and that just in which is a way of explaining how young urban black males respond to one another in certain inner-city environments. Claude Brown captured that. He didn't call it the code of the streets, but he captured that very well, and that was something that those of us who had experience with that particular kind of life could relate to.
Is his legacy more for literature or for society, American society?
Well, I don't think that Man-Child in the Promised Land will go down as in the annals of whoever keeps these kinds of annals as great literature. I mean, I think it will go down as a very compelling story of a very compelling slice of American life. I think his real impact was his impact on people like myself who were, you know, and I'm talking about very young males at the time. He gave us a voice, it seemed, or at least he gave a voice to some things that we knew, and that was so different and so, to us, so fresh that we were just very excited about it.
It's interesting how the book begins, because it does, I mean, start at the bottom, really. Let me read it for you. Run. Where? Oh, hell, let's get out of here. Turk, Turk, I'm shot. I could hear Turk's voice calling me from a far distance, telling me not to go into the fish and chips joint. I heard, but I didn't understand. The only thing I knew was that I was going to die. I ran. There was a bullet in me trying to take my life, all 13 years of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot in the leg when he was 13.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly closely paralleled his own life, and that's one of the things that gave it its appeal. And I think it's also probably one of the reasons why he could not reproduce his success with that book, because he was, in essence, writing the story of his life.
Ellis Coase is a commentator for Weekend Edition Sunday and an editor at Newsweek. His recent book is The Envy of the World on Being a Black Man in America. Ellis, thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure.